Good morning and welcome to Three Big Things Today from March 14th, 2024. This is Tony Drivas. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what's best for your farm. Wheat futures were lower in overnight trading amid a spate of cancellations for orders by China. The Asian nation nixed purchases of 264,000 metric tons of soft red winter wheat, the U.S. Department of Agriculture said on Monday. That followed cancellations of 110,000 tons and 130,000 tons last week, which were announced by USDA. The agency is scheduled to release its weekly export sales report this morning. Buyers in China also have canceled orders for wheat from France, according to media reports. France Agromare, the country's agricultural office, said it now expects domestic soft wheat inventories to rise to 3.74 million metric tons, the highest in almost 20 years. Wheat futures for May delivery fell 5.25 cents to 5.39 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, and Kansas City futures lost 4.5 cents to 5.83 a bushel. Soybean futures for May delivery rose 7.25 cents to 12.04 a bushel. Soy meal added 2.50 to 3.38.90 a short ton, and soy oil gained 0.29 cent to 48.86 cents a pound. Corn futures were up 0.25 cent to 4.41.5 a bushel. Ethanol output fell to a six-week low and inventories declined in the 7 days that ended on March 8th, according to data from the Energy Information Administration. Production of the biofuel fell to an average of 1.024 million barrels a day last week. That's down from 1.057 million a week earlier and the lowest level since January 26th. The entirety of the losses came in the Midwest, by far the biggest producing region in the country, which dropped to 973,000 barrels per day on average, from 1.008 million a week earlier, the agency said. East Coast production was unchanged at 11,000 barrels a day. Rocky Mountain output was also steady at 11,000 barrels, and West Coast production remained at 8,000 barrels for a second straight week. Gulf Coast output rose to an average of 21,000 barrels a day from 18,000 a week earlier. Stockpiles of ethanol in the week through March 8th dropped to 25.782 million barrels from 26.051 million a week earlier. That's the lowest level for inventory since February 16th, the EIA said in its report. In weather, severe thunderstorms are forecast for the northern half of Missouri and much of northern Illinois, according to the National Weather Service. Winds of up to 60 miles per hour are expected with the storms, along with hail, the NWS said in a report early this morning. In northern Illinois, winds this morning were recorded at about 60 miles per hour, and hail the size of quarters was falling, the agency said. Damage to vehicles is expected, along with wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees in both Missouri and Illinois, the National Weather Service said.